Passenger vehicles, test number two. Question number one. A bus has a GVWR, or gross vehicle weight rating, of 22,000 pounds and seats 24 passengers. What CDL class is this vehicle? Class A, Class B, Class C, or Class D? The answer is C, Class C. In section four, transporting passengers safely, as well as earlier in the manual, talks about what is Class C. Any single vehicle or combination of vehicles that is not Class A or B, if the vehicle is designed to transport 16 to 23 passengers, including the driver, and this says 24 passengers. In most states, you need a Class C license if the vehicle is designed to carry 16 or more passengers, including the driver. In Texas here and some other states, it's a little different. If 16 to 23 passengers, it's a Class C, but Class B, if it's 24 or more passengers, including the driver. So in this case, it depends on the state you're in. In most states, it's Class C. In this manual, Class B for Texas. Question number two. All standing riders must stay in front of the standee line, forward of the rear of the driver's seat, behind the standee line, or within 2 feet of an emergency exit. Answer C, behind the standee line. In 4.2.3, standee line, no driver may stand forward of the rear of the driver's seat. Buses designed to allow standing must have a 2-inch line on the floor or some other means of showing riders where they cannot stand. This is called the standee line, and all standing riders must stand behind it. Question number three. An oncoming vehicle keeps its high beams on. You should deal with this hazard by turning your high beams on to get back at them. Quickly flash your high beams to give them fair warning. Look slightly to the right at a right lane or edge marking, if available, or none of the above. Answer C, look slightly to the right at a right lane or edge marking, if available. From 2.1.5, night driving procedures, avoid glare from oncoming vehicles. Do not look directly at lights of oncoming vehicles. Look slightly to the right at a right lane or edge marking, if available. Question number four. As the driver of a bus, how can you best avoid hindering other traffic on the highway? By driving faster than the other traffic, by staying in the right lane if you can, by never passing, or by passing only the slowest vehicles. Answer is B, by staying in the right lane if you can. In 2.7.2, space behind, stay to the right. Heavy vehicles are often tailgated when they can't keep up with the speed of traffic. This often happens when you're going uphill. If a heavy load is slowing you down, stay in the right lane if you can. Going uphill, you should not pass another slow vehicle unless you can get around quickly and safely. And of course, this applies to buses as well, not only because the load is heavy, but because you're driving more carefully or slower because of the passengers in your vehicle. So stay to the right if you can. Question number five. Buses may not have recapped or regrooved tires on the outside rear wheels, on front wheels, anywhere except on the front wheels, or when it's been raining. The answer is B, on front wheels. 2.1.3, what to look for. Regrooved, recapped, or retreaded tires on the front wheels of a bus are prohibited. Question number six. Charter drivers should not mention rules at the start of a trip. Allow riders on the bus until departure time. Explain rules at the start of the trip. Or remind drivers about rules once trip begins. The answer is B, allow riders on the bus until departure time. In 4.2.4, at your destination. The answer is here, the charter bus drivers should not allow riders on the bus until departure time. Question number seven. Hazardous materials that are not forbidden carried on a bus must be labeled, stored in the passenger compartment, carried in a metal box, or all of the above. The answer is A, labeled. In 4.2.2, forbidden hazardous materials, buses may never carry, and under that category has riders sometimes board a bus with an unlabeled hazardous materials. Do not allow riders to carry on common hazards such as car batteries or gasoline. So the answer was labeled. They must be labeled and not forbidden. Question Number 8. If you have riders on board, you must never refuel at any time in a closed building with any window open or unless on a scenic tour bus. The answer is B, in a closed building. In 4.5, prohibited practices, avoid fueling your bus with riders on board unless absolutely necessary. Never refuel in a closed building with riders on board. So B, in a closed building, is correct. Question number 9. If you have to swerve to avoid a hazard, it's important to make sure your passengers are wearing seat belts. Know where other vehicles are around your bus by checking your mirrors. Warn passengers with a loud and clear voice, or none of the above. It's B, know where other vehicles are around your bus by checking your mirrors. In 2.4, seeing to the sides and rear, it's important to know what's going on behind and to the sides. Check your mirrors regularly. Check more often in special situations. Furthermore, under traffic, check your mirrors for vehicles on either side and in back of you. In an emergency, you may need to know whether you can make a quick lane change. Question 10. If you work for an interstate carrier, you must complete a written inspection report for each bus driven. If there are no defects, no report is necessary. Only fill out report for buses with defects or none of the above. The answer is A, you must complete a written inspection report for each bus driven. 4.4, after trip vehicle inspection. Inspect your bus at the end of each shift. If you work for an interstate carrier, you must complete a written inspection report for each bus driven. Question number 11. If your bus has an emergency exit door, it must not have any signs, stickers, or markings anywhere near it. Have a red electric door light turned on at all times. Be closed when operating the bus, or meet all of the requirements listed in the answers above. It's C, be closed when operating the bus. In 4.1.3, never drive with an open emergency exit door or window. Question 12. Secure baggage and freight in ways that avoid damage and allow riders to exit by any window or door in an emergency. Allow the driver to move freely and easily. Protect riders from injury if carry-ons fall or shift, or all of the above. The answer is D, all of the above. In 4.2, loading and trip start, secure baggage and freight in ways that avoid damage and allow the driver to move freely and easily, which was B. Allow riders to exit by any window or door in an emergency, which is A, and protect riders from injury if carry-ons fall or shift, which was C. So all of the above is correct. Question 13. Some city transit buses may have a brake door interlock system. This system should be used in place of the parking brake, releases the brakes, should be used in emergencies, or it works when the rear door is open. The answer is D, works when the rear door is open. In 4.6, use of brake door interlocks. The interlock applies the brakes and holds the throttle in idle position when the rear door is open. The interlock releases when you close the rear door. Do not use this safety feature in place of a parking brake. Question number 14. The minimum tread depth on front tires is 2/32 inch, 4/32 of an inch, 6/32 of an inch, or 8/32 of an inch. That's just B, 4/32 of an inch, 11.2.4 wheels, tread depth. Check for minimum tread depth, 4/32 on steering axle tires and 2/32 for all other tires. And this says on front tires or steering axle tires, which is 4/32. Question number 15. When approaching railroad tracks, stop your bus 5 to 10 feet before railroad tracks, on the track so you can see if the train is coming, 50 feet before railroad crossings, or only if you have manual transmission, then proceed with flashes on. The answer is C, 50 feet before railroad crossings, 4.3.5, railroad highway crossings and stops. Stop at railroad crossings. Stop your bus between 15 and 50 feet before railroad crossing. Question number 16. When must a driver's inspection report be completed? before driving your bus, at the end of each shift, both A and B, or only if defects are found? Is B at the end of each shift? 4.1, vehicle inspection, and 4.4, after trip vehicle inspection. Here in 4.1, vehicle inspection, before driving your bus, you must make sure it's safe. You must review the inspection report made by the previous driver. Also, 4.4, after trip vehicle inspection, inspect your bus at the end of each shift. If you work for an interstate carrier, you must complete a written inspection report for each bus driven. It doesn't specifically say at the end of each shift, but that is the clear implication of having to do it every day, and you would naturally do that at the end of your shift before the next shift driver comes in. Question number 17. Which of the following answers lists the three types of emergency equipment you must have on your bus? Hydraulic jack, fire extinguisher, and signal flares. Repair kit, spare electrical fuses unless equipped with circuit breakers, and fire extinguisher. Fire extinguisher, spare electrical fuses unless equipped with circuit breakers, and emergency reflectors. Or finally, emergency reflectors, fire extinguisher, signal flares, and tire repair kit. Answer C, fire extinguisher, spare electrical fuses, unless equipped with circuit breakers, and emergency reflectors. 4.1.4, roof hatches. Make sure your bus has the fire extinguisher and emergency reflectors required by law. The bus must also have spare electrical fuses unless equipped with circuit breakers. So all three of these are here in C. Question 18. Which of the following is a clue another driver is impaired? Open window in warm weather, stopping at a green light or waiting too long at a stop, exiting the interstate when there's no gas station visible, or all of the above? The answer is B, stopping at a green light or waiting too long at a stop. 2.14, seeing hazards. And under that, impaired drivers. Drivers who are sleepy, have had too much to drink, are on drugs, or who are ill are hazards. Some clues that these drivers are, and one of those is stopping at the wrong time, like stopping at a green light or waiting for too long at a stop. Question 19. Which of the following is something the driver must watch for? Clearance your bus needs, poles and tree limbs at stops, gaps your bus needs to accelerate and merge with traffic, or all of the above? The answer is D, all of the above. 4.3.3, common accidents. The most common bus accidents often happen at intersections. Use caution even if a signal or stop sign controls other traffic. Okay, further down, remember the clearance your bus needs, which was A, and watch for poles and tree limbs at stops, which was B. Know the size of the gap your bus needs to accelerate and merge with traffic, which was C. So all of the above. Question number 20. Which of the following must be closed while the bus is in motion? Roof vents, windows, emergency windows, or both hatches? The answer is C, emergency windows. In 4.1.3, bus interior. Never drive with an open emergency exit door or window. Question 21. Which of the following statements is true about speed management? Speed limits for buses are the same as cars. The posted speed limit is safe for all conditions. You should be able to stop within the distance you can see ahead, or all of the above are true. Answer C. You should be able to stop within the distance that you can see ahead. 2.6.4. Speed and distance ahead. You should always be able to stop within the distance you can see ahead. Question 22. Which of the following is not a prohibited practice on the bus? Talking with riders while driving, refueling in a closed building with riders on board, towing a disabled bus with riders aboard when getting off would be a safe option, or fueling your bus with riders on board if about to run out of fuel? The answer is D, fueling your bus with riders on board if about to run out of fuel. 4.5, prohibited practices. Or 4.5, prohibited practices. Now the question is, which of the following is not a prohibited practice? This talks about prohibited practices. So A was talking with riders while driving. It says don't talk with riders while driving. So that is not the answer. That is prohibited. The next one was refueling in a closed building with riders on board. It says never refuel in a closed building with riders on board. So that's also prohibited. So that's not the answer. C was towing a disabled bus with riders on board when getting off would be a safe option. And it says don't tow or push a disabled bus with riders aboard the vehicle unless getting off would be unsafe. So that's not the answer. And so the last one was correct because fueling the bus with riders on board, if about to run out of fuel, is not necessarily prohibited. That's only if absolutely necessary. So that's the key part here. It's prohibited unless absolutely necessary. And in the question, it said about to run out of fuel. So it was absolutely necessary. So it was okay in this instance to fuel the bus with riders on board. Question 23. Which of these is a good rule for backing a straight bus? Back toward the side opposite the driver. Back and drive toward the driver's side. Use your head as the mirrors are unreliable. Or back quickly while no one is coming. The answer is B. Back and turn toward the driver's side. In 2.2.4, backing safely. Back and turn toward the driver's side whenever possible. Question 24. Which of these statements about signaling is correct? Signaling is a warning, not a request. Signal your intentions early and continuously. Leave your signal on long after you've changed lanes. Or signal to others that it is safe to pass your bus. Which one of these is correct is B. Signal your intentions early and continuously. 2.5.1, signal your intentions. Under turns, signal early and signal continuously. Question number 25. You do not have to stop at railroad crossings, but must slow down and carefully check for other vehicles. When a policeman or flagman is directing traffic. If a traffic signal is green. At crossings marked as exempt or abandoned. Or all of the above. The answer is D, all of the above. In 4.3.5, railroad highway crossings and stops. In this section, you do not have to stop, but must slow down and carefully check for other vehicles in these situations. At streetcar crossings, which is not mentioned in the choices, where a policeman or flagman is directing traffic, which was A. If a traffic signal is green, which was B. And at crossings marked as exempt or abandoned, which was C. So all of the above is correct.